Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Bechoras Chaf Vav, Bechoras 26b, pagination is 52. We start about midway on the page as the lines get wide with the start of the fourth perek. Ad kama Yisrael chayavim litopel bibuchar. How long does the Yisrael have to be involved with the animal that was born? Firstborn, male, of a kosher animal, and he's going to be giving it to the Kohen. How long does he have to deal with it before he can give it to the Kohen? Bidaka, shloshim yom, the smaller animals, 30 days. Uvigasa, chamishim yom, larger animals is 50 days. And one dimension over here is that it's supposed to be a matana of gedula, a respectable gift, and you wait a certain number of days until the animal is appropriate to be given. Rabbi Yossi Yama Bedaka Shalosha Chadoshim. Rabbi Yossi says that the smaller animals, it's 3 months. Omar lo ha-kohen b'soch hazman, if the Kohen says to him during the time before it's fitting to be given to him, Teneuli, give it to me, hareza lo yitnu lo, you shouldn't give it to him. The Gemara explains that the issue is that it's nire ke-kohen ha-mesayeya b'veis ha-granos. It's very odd that he should want the animal early. The animal is not sufficiently grown to be ready to shecht it. Why would he want it? At this point, there's really tipul. There's the endeavor of keeping the animal healthy, feeding it, etc. And it doesn't really have a return yet. So it's supposed to be by the Yisrael before it goes to the Kohen for a period of time, as the Mishnah was describing. Why would the Kohen be asking for it? The assumption, or the way it appears, is that he's asking for it in order that he should get it, and in order that he should get other matanas kohuna. He's being very accommodating. But what's really happening is that he is offering to do your work in tending to the animal in exchange for the gifts. On some level, there's a payment going on over here. If you take a look at the first wide line of Rashi at the bottom of the page, the issue here of Teneu li ve'ezanenu, give it to me and I'll support it. Rashi says, Va'ava pishalo ena, even though I have no benefit yet, Doma kemisha sochro, it's almost as if he's being hired. Umatzilo min ha-torach, he's saving the Yisrael from the bother of caring for the animal. Just make sure to give it to me and not to someone else. I'm going to preempt them by offering my services. That's a problem. V'imbal mumhu, but if the animal is already blemished, v'omar lo teneu li she'ochlenu mutter. And he says, give it to me because I'm ready to shecht it. I'm not offering to tend to it until it's grown. I'm offering to take it now and shecht it. So that's mutter. Uvashas HaMikdash, if it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, same concept. Im haya tamim, if it does not have a mum, it's ready to be brought as a karban. Amar lo ten v'akravenu, give it to me. I'm going to bring it as a karban now. I'm not waiting till it's all grown in a really nice way. Mutter, that's also acceptable. That's not the problem of Kohen Mesayeya Beves HaGranos, that it looks like he's doing an act of services rendered here on some level. And part of the problem is he's ousting other Kohanim from their fair share. In Halacha, we indeed find these Halachas brought. Yoredeya Simen Shin Vav. Ein Nosnina bechor lekohen kishayivaled. You're not allowed to give the bechor to the kohen immediately as it's born. She'ein zu gedula lekohen. That's not considered the gift that the Torah was describing, that it's a gift to the kohen. Ali yitapo b'baylov, the owner has to deal with the animal ad shayagdil ma'at, until it grows a little bit and the amounts are given. Sif gimel, omar le'a kohen, but if the kohen would say, tuneo li toch zman zev ani atapa la'atzmi, give it to me and I'll deal with it. So the first step is that that's not acceptable. V'mhaya bal mum, but if it had a mum, and he's saying, she'ochlenu ata, I want to eat it now, rashay litnai, though, that's acceptable. It's not the ideal gift the way we envisioned it, but that's acceptable. What I'd like to bring out is that this tipul, this dealing with the animal, has with time become a very significant factor. In earlier times, people had corrals, people had methods, and they were able to sequester this animal, keep track of it, don't shear it, don't use it for work, wait till it gets a mum. They had the ability to do that. In current times, you give an animal to a kohen, he doesn't know what to do with it. How is he going to wait until it gets a mum? Im a kohen misariv milekablo. In olden times, if the kohen would object to take it, mepnei sheyish l'torach b'torach gadol, it's just a big inconvenience. He's capable of dealing with it, but it's a big inconvenience. Bizman hazeh, now after the Beis HaMikdash, li'itapo bat she'ipo b'mum, he has to wait till it gets a mum. Eino rashai, the original ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, is he's not allowed to object. He has to take the gift that's being given to him. Mepnei she'nira k'mevaze matnas kohuna, because not to take it is disgracing the gift of the kohuna. How could you disgrace such a gift by rejecting it? And that's the original attitude that we find, and that's true. The kohen would be in a bind. He's not allowed to object. What's he supposed to do? However, in terms of perspective, the Rama continues with a statement that is capitalized on by some poskim. B'makom she'posha ha'Yisrael, in a place where the Yisrael was negligent. And the Rama does give an example of negligent, but the poskim talk about a different type of negligence that the Yisrael did, namely, that he didn't avoid Kedushas Bechor to begin with. We have a halacha, Shinchaf Vav, that in our time, mitzvah l'shatef im akum, it's a mitzvah to create a partnership with a non-Jew in the animal before it gives birth, so that the animal should not have us dealing with Kedushas Bechor. Because it's challenging. The Aruch HaShulchan, for example, writes, Sif Tesvav in Aruch HaShulchan, that a Yisrael has an obligation, Liros Le'eza Kohen Mesugal Yoser, to see which Kohen is more apropos to receive this gift, because a person who lives in a city, a Kohen in a city, he doesn't know what to do with this animal, as opposed to someone who's Chutz La'ir and could create a corral for this animal and let it graze until it gets a blemish. He uses the words, kosha olav legadlo. It's very difficult for him to raise this animal. And that could pretty much be said in our time across the board, and the Yisrael was supposed to go ahead and sidestep this halacha by taking a non-Jew as a partnership, in which case the mitzvah of Bechor would not apply, as we discussed in the very beginning of the Masechta. If the Yisrael did not do what he was expected to do and take a non-Jew as a partner, which is normal protocol in our time, the Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat and Beis discusses, maybe that's considered a Pasha Yisrael, that the Yisrael was negligent and the Kohen should not have to accept it. As the Ramah concludes, even where the Kohen is supposed to accept it, and we recognize that, but also the Yisrael is not allowed to give it to the Kohen to be difficult. To take revenge from him. You bring him this animal, he takes it, what's he supposed to do? Take it into his apartment? So his wife is going to be angry with it, and it's going to be crazyville. So we recognize that at a certain point, there might actually be some degree of pushback from the Kohen. What are you trying to put upon me? As the Aruch HaShulchan brings, L'gidulo nitnalo, this was meant to be a gift of greatness. Matana karye rachmana, the Torah calls it a gift. V'lo l'nekama, it's not supposed to be opportunity for the Yisrael to take revenge on the Kohen. And therefore, there would be cases where the Kohen has the right to decline this very kind gift that the Yisrael is giving him, and actually have the expectation that the Yisrael should have done the workaround which the Shulchan Aruch recommends, namely to have taken a non-Jew as a partner in this animal before it gave birth. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.